The problem in providing a kind of an answer to this question is that you have, understandably, an operating assumption that Hong Kong, as a jurisdiction, operates like other immigration jurisdictions do, from a sort of a migration stroke quality of life perspective. The reason why quality of life programs exist in other jurisdictions is because other jurisdictions such as Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, US to a degree, they all are seeking to augment their populations through the addition of, you know, further long-term population through immigration, through a structured immigration program, a migration program. Hong Kong basically doesn't operate like that. Hong Kong is not a quality of life migration jurisdiction like the others are. And consequently, what it means is that you need to have a rationale for coming to Hong Kong, and that rationale will be reflected in the particular visa type that you go after. And our websites are structured in such a way as to reflect the rationale-focused nature of Hong Kong immigration rather than the kind of call to arms for a general population increase through certain, you know, types of qualified people. It doesn't work like that. There always needs to be a rationale. So, for example, if your rationale to come to Hong Kong is to study, you apply for a student visa. If your rationale is to come to work, an employment visa, to invest in an operating business, a business investment visa as an entrepreneur. Joining family, you apply for a dependent visa for the purposes of family reunion. And if you're coming for short-term visit purposes, then you can potentially get a travel pass. So the instruments of Hong Kong immigration reflect the specific rationale and reasons for why people are coming to Hong Kong, so the Immigration Department can control those activities according to policy, and that's how it's managed here. So to the extent that I can advise you how Hong Kong immigration works, all I can suggest that you do is have a think about your rationale, what's best suited to you, then explore the visa type, and then make some determinations about how you can sort of craft the circumstances for you to be able to access the immigration programs in Hong Kong. Not as a sort of a general call, a response to a general call to for people to migrate here, but more a case of, you know, what is it that's really bringing you here, and how can you get immigration status to be able to reflect that rationale, and how does that immigration status that you get, how can that be worked into long-term permanent residency aspirations, which require a full 7 years of continuous ordinary residence in Hong Kong, holding the particular residence visa type that reflects the rationale that's brought and kept you here throughout the 7 years claimed. And at the end of 7 years, you'll be able to adjust your immigration status to permanent residency, which would then give you the kind of effective migration type outcome that you're seeking, but having done it through the auspices of the immigration program here, which is, as I said, is configured from a rationale first perspective. Okay, I hope you found that useful.